Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:34. Being present in the moment is not my strong suit. I'm always planning ahead and worrying about tomorrow. I start making Christmas plans in July. I try to have date nights planned out months in advance, and I often plan future vacations while currently on vacation. It's not just looking ahead. I also often find myself looking back. I especially struggle with looking back at my failures. I find myself apologizing for things I did years ago, wondering what I could have done differently. And my mood can suddenly shift because I remembered something from a long time ago. I didn't even realize I had this problem until a friend of mine pointed it out to me. We were having coffee and I was doing my usual, talking about the past and making future plans. He stopped me and told me that I need to start being more grounded in the present moment. He said something to me that made a big impact on my life. He said, "Be where your feet are." I didn't understand the issue with always wanting to plan ahead at first, but when I thought more about it, it makes sense why it's a problem. I'd be on the vacation that we've planned for a year, and instead of enjoying it, I was already planning for next year's vacation. I'd plan things that my friend and I could do while missing out on the fact that we were currently together having coffee. I would miss out on what was currently happening because my mind wasn't where my feet were. I wanted to work on this because I realized that I wasn't appreciating the small moments, like playing with my kids in their room, because I was so focused on the next big thing we would do as a family. Just like with pretty much everything I talk about, mentally being in the present is something that takes time, patience, and practice. It's not as simple as just saying, "I'm going to be where my feet are." That's a great start. But now that we've told our brain, it's time to train our brain. On my journey, I came across the 5-4-3-2-1 method. This method was great at helping me to calm down when I was having a panic attack because it shifted my focus to the present moment. It's great because you can do it wherever and whenever you need to get your mind back to where your feet are. The 5-4-3-2-1 method involves using 5 senses to focus on your immediate surroundings. What we do is we focus on what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we smell, and what we taste. Let's say I'm playing with my kids. I'm laying on the floor and playing with toys. The 5-4-3-2-1 method will start with me focusing on 5 things that I can see. So I can see my kids. I see the toys. I see their beds. I see my hands holding the toys. And I see the ceiling fan. Then I'll focus on 4 things I can feel. I feel the toys I'm holding. I feel the carpet that I'm laying on. I feel the wind from the ceiling fan. And I feel my socks on my feet. Then I'll focus on 3 things I hear. I hear my kids' voices. I hear the fan running. And I hear the TV behind me. Then I'll focus on 2 things I can smell. I smell the lavender wallflower. And I smell my deodorant. Last, I'll focus on 1 thing I can taste. So for this, I'll say that I can taste the Coke Zero that I recently took a sip of. By doing this method, I'm taking my mind away from future worries or past regrets, and I'm instead focusing on the very exact moment that I'm currently in. I'm appreciating every little detail of this time with my kids. I'm being where my feet are. So now, I want you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, to take a moment to try this method out for yourself. What are 5 things you see? What are 4 things you feel? What are 3 things you hear? What are 2 things you smell? And what is 1 thing you taste? Maybe you're out with friends and you find yourself constantly planning ahead. Take a brief moment to do the 5-4-3-2-1 method and enjoy the moment you are currently in. Maybe you're in bed and can't sleep because you're anxious about something coming up. Take a brief moment to do the method and show yourself that you are warm, you are comfortable, and you are safe. Don't miss out on the life you're currently living because you're so focused on the past or the future. Ground yourself in the present moment and be where your feet are.
Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.